Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a Truebolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes, on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yeah. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's dead.
Kind of, fuck, man. It's kind of looking like he might be.
Dude, I think
he's at least dead. Or at least close to it.
Don't know where the hell that guy is. And everybody's saying, you know what? He hasn't been in the limelight in like 5 days. He's canceled all of his whatevers. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Everybody's just saying, hey, you know what? I think this guy is a goner.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody's like, what is going on here? He hasn't made, yeah. He released this supposed statement, which we can get into.
Dude, let's get into it right now.
That he supposedly,
that statement's bullshit.
That he supposedly signed.
Yeah. Fake signature.
You looked at the signature, right?
Yeah, I didn't do a whole deep analysis of it. I don't know if you have a post.
You don't even have to do a deep analysis. It doesn't match at all.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's not even close.
I'm going to look this up. Joe Biden's signature. Yeah, I'm thinking this. It has a line under it.
Yeah,
I just bookmarked something. It looks very interesting.
Yeah, people have been went through and got all his executive order signatures, and then compared those to the signature on this thing.
Yeah,
and it's not even close. One sec here.
Yeah, it's this picture. It's saying who signed this letter, and it's showing, what is this? It's like a compilation almost. There's
So if people haven't seen, this was the letter he fucking he put up saying that he was withdrawing from the race.
But see how Biden is underlined?
Yeah, there's a line and then a weird R.
Yeah.
And then it almost says Biden's.
Oh, dude, the B is completely different. Yeah, okay, so go to the picture that I just...
And then here is the comparison shit.
Yeah, look at that.
Not even close.
I'm that meme of Matthew McConaughey sucking on a cigarette right now.
And he didn't put the junior. He didn't put the junior on this one either.
But look at the B. The B alone tells you everything.
Yeah, and the line under it. Why is there a line under it?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's completely different. You're right. The B he's totally disconnected the bee in this whatever fuck this was on X. I mean, I have my theories why he released it on Sunday, and I text you guys. You know, yeah. I have my little, but this just doesn't make any sense. It's like he's missing in action. You know what I mean? Like, it's a big fucking deal to drop out of the presidential race, and you're going to just do that willy-nilly on a Sunday afternoon on X.
Yeah, right.
Like, you're not going to have an announcement.
You're not
going to.
Yeah, you're not going to do like an address or anything. You're not going to go on TV. You're not going to do any kind of news, anything. You're just going to post a picture of a document with your half-assed signature on it.
Yeah, dude, I don't get it.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's like they're either putting it out in the ether, like they want that information out there as like a energy suck, or they're just fucking with everybody because Biden's probably dead, dude. I mean, the whole COVID excuse, whatever. But I told you guys, I sent you guys a text on Thursday. What's up, Dave?
Yo.
What's up, dude?
Welcome to the show, buddy.
That's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Movie that we're...
Exactly what I want to talk about.
Oh, whether or not he's dead?
Oh, not that. No, he's alive, I think.
He's alive.
Almost every... I've seen several... even Fox News going, is he alive? Is he with us still?
Oh, yeah,
like,
dude,
what's going on here?
Well, I think that's easy to say. I think he's alive.
I don't.
What are we talking about? I jumped right in. So
is I text you guys on Thursday saying I think he's going to drop out this weekend because of the full moon energy, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And he dropped out with 6 weeks and 66 days to go.
Well, okay. Come on. 6 weeks and 66 days. Can't we say like 9, 10 weeks?
Well, that actually is 3 months, 2 weeks, and 2 days as well. So I'm just saying.
But it's not 6 weeks, though. You can't say 6 weeks and 66 days. That's
why,
because that 66 days is another fucking 7-8 weeks.
Yeah,
I know, but it's like cherry picking. Come on.
Yeah,
but that full moon energy, you can't ignore that.
Full moon though. Full moon was right though.
Do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I was excited to kind of get your guys' take on this. So
on which part of it?
Well, first of all, you know, I've told you guys repeatedly, like, I just don't feel like he's gonna drop out.
Oh yeah.
I don't think he's dropped out.
Still?
No, I don't. I think this is a fake setup.
It just came out a little bit ago that Kamala has already got the delegates.
Mm-hmm. Did he do that?
We talked about the letter being fake, dude. Look at the signature. Show Dave that picture.
I saw it. No, I've seen this. And this is why, part of the reason why. Listen, my opinion right now, I was at work.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at shit on my lunch and I'm like, what's going on here? Because I've told you guys, I don't think he wants to drop out of this race. Like, he thinks that he can do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he's right.
He's also delusional.
But here's the thing. This is a setup. This is a fucking setup.
Okay, but if it's not real...
You're being a conspiracy theorist, Dave.
No, it's a setup. I think it is. I think that signature's fake. It's not. Look at the letterhead. It's not even a formal letterhead from
the
White House.
That's true.
The signature is not his, bro.
No, I know, like, but take the signature's Exhibit A. Exhibit B is this is not on a White House letterhead.
Yeah. Well, and Exhibit C is he did it Sunday on social media, and there's no plans to do a formal announcement. I mean, hello?
Man, I just am not feeling it, dude. I don't know, man. I think that I think they fucked him. And I hate it. It makes me a little sick. I got to be honest with you. I puked twice, at least three times maybe, because I do not want to defend Joe Biden by any stretch of the means. However, he ran. He was the nominee. I mean, can we agree with that? Like, I know they haven't officially made him the nominee, but he won the votes that he won. Yeah. And per democracy, I feel like that is what they wanted. That's what the people voted for. So we're getting in a weird position now. And I think over the past week, they've been pushing him to leave. And I'm not convinced that he wants to leave.
Okay, but then you're the fucking president of the United States. If this is fake, why wouldn't he have come out and said so?
I don't think he can now. I think they fucked him.
No, you always
so he's
can.
Probably dead.
No.
You always can.
No, I'm in the belief right now, just so far, because I think things will change. I got to be honest. I'm I'm gonna wait for some more shit to come out. I think you will see him come out. I think you will see him come out and say that he's not gonna run anymore. But I think that's only because he has to. That's what I think.
Why, like threats?
Well, no. Hear me out. what if in a situation, what if you were, you know, you're approaching me, okay? I'm Joe Biden. You're approaching me, and you're fucking Schumer, and Greg, you're Newsom, and you're like, you got to leave, man. You got to fucking go. You're not going to do this. Okay. And I'm like, I don't want to go. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fucking go.
I'm fucking saying.
And they go, no, you're going to go, man. We need you to go. And I said, no, I'm fucking running. I'm going to win. I got the best chance, blah, blah, blah. And then I say, no. And you go, okay, that's cool. So, hey, on Sunday, guys, let's get together. Let's just formally write a letter that's not even his. Let's fake the signature. Mm-hmm. And we'll put it on social media. We'll get rid of his X account. So no more Biden headquarters account on Twitter. We'll make a Kamala account. And now what is he supposed to do? It's on him. So they're going to say, what are you going to do now, Joe? You're going to go out there and say that this all was farce and that you didn't do this? Because you're going to sound crazy. You're going to sound like a delusional old man. I never did this. That was not my signature. And people are going to laugh at you. So they basically just, it seems like to me, he wouldn't go and they just fucking did it behind his back. And Kamala is a conniving biatch. And I think she's been riding with it, man.
I mean, you know, like there's a lot of different theories out there, dude. I mean, that makes sense to me. But like the fact that you're the president, I just don't know if he's had a lot of power this entire time. I think he's been the shoe-in puppet that most presidents are.
I don't remember what her name is, but what's that chick that was on Fox and now has her own show? The blonde-haired chick. I can't remember.
There's
her
a
name
lot
is.
Of blonde-haired
she was, chicks. She's significant. But
Megyn
she came
Kelly?
Out. Yes.
Okay. Oh, Megyn Kelly.
Yeah. She came out and said that apparently that line under the name is there by law if you're signing for someone else.
Oh.
I don't know how true
Flex
that
said
is.
Apparently his lawyer wrote it for him, but I don't know if that's legit. I don't know.
And
if
who?
That's
and like, I just, is it commonplace to have somebody sign your name for you?
I don't know.
Like, I don't care if he writes it. If he wants to write it out, because we all know that Joe Biden doesn't write his own tweets. Like, that's obvious.
For sure.
Exactly. He doesn't write his own tweets.
But those aren't official statements either.
I know, but he can at least, like, fucking, you know, thumb a fucking signature on the sheet. And that's not his signature, in my opinion. That's not his signature. I just think they put him in a position where they fucked him. And I'm not defending him. I think they fucked him.
I feel like if you were the president of the United States and they were trying to force you out that way, all you would have to do is, like, call up fucking any fucking news station and get on camera and say, I'm not,
exactly,
that's not me. I'm not doing this.
Yeah. And
you just come out.
And
then
now
you
have, and now you've presented a coup inside your own party.
It's not a coup because all they're going to say is, listen, they've been setting this up for years now. The man is crazy. To Greg says, a delusional old man, right? He's losing his mind. They've set that narrative. And we already knew that, but I'm saying now they're really pushing that he's not all there. And he's going to come out and say that. And they're going to be like, see, Joe didn't even remember signing it. You
or
guys really trust him as president? They fucking set it up perfectly for the man. So
they did. She also did show a video of him being helped in his car or whatever. He was actually being helped in. Like they had to lift his legs and position his legs.
Well, I think that they set him up to be the fall guy from day one. And like we always were talking about him being changed, right? The change of batter whole, you know, conspiracy. But go to X because Charlie Kirk has this like viral freaking tweet. It has almost 18 million views now. But like, this is coming from like a source who's close to the Las Vegas Metro. So I mean, you're always getting secondhand sources here.
Okay.
But he says, I got a weird lead on a story people should look into. I got a call from a source close to Las Vegas Metro. The official story was that Joe Biden's trip was cut short last week due to COVID. However, according to the source, U.S. Secret Service informed LV Metro that there was an emergency situation involving Joe Biden and to close necessary streets so that POTUS could be transported immediately to University Medical, which they began to do in earnest. Mm-hmm. Then mysteriously, there was a stand down order and the USSS informed local Las Vegas PD that they were going to medevac POTUS to John Hopkins, which they presumed meant fly him back east ASAP. Apparently the rumor mill in the department or the police department was that Joe Biden was dying or possibly already dead. And then he just goes on to talk about all this other stuff.
Hmm.
So I'm just saying, dude, like, it's always a source of a source. It's never like direct. It's never blah, blah, blah. But then you have this video clip of this woman talking about a quote from Joe Biden's brother saying, I'm going to just visit Joe Biden and enjoy the last days that what we have. You know, so, but that again,
well, that wasn't from a woman.
It's not really him.
That was from his brother.
But that's not really his brother saying it. It's a quote from his brother, right? So they could have made that shit up too.
Yeah.
I'm with Dave. I think it's all bullshit.
I feel like that's too many people like trying. They're trying to put, if that's really fake for him too, that's too many people to try to put words in their mouths and not have someone come out and say, I didn't fucking say that.
Dude, I think Chris is set up so perfectly, and this is the problem with the party. They've set this up. They're not stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand.
And like, and if you set the trap properly, it gets him in a position where how do you fight? He's going to come out and say it. Okay, let's say he comes out because he's supposed to come out later in this week and give his, you know, official video of him resigning. I don't know why that wasn't done immediately, but they obviously pushed.
Yeah,
it
why
off.
Wouldn't that be the way it's done?
Well, it wasn't. So the funny thing is like he's going to come out and he's going to say I resign, and I feel like that is. There's no other way around it. They've already killed the campaign. It's done.
Yeah.
They've killed it. So what are you going to say? Like, I never signed that paper. It was a coup from the... And everybody's going to be like, man, this guy really is lost his fucking mind. Now, the normal people, like me and you guys and everybody else that kind of is in, you'd be like, whoa, he's probably telling the truth on this one. You know what I'm saying?
What if he's calling out the deep state? What if he gains some points and they're like, bro, he's actually calling out the deep state for fucking throwing his ass out. You know what I mean? Like, kicking him out of the van.
They're just hoping he's too old to do anything about it. And unfortunately, Kamala is a power-hungry bitch, you know what I'm saying, who is, I think, more than happy just to run with this. She already has got her little, you know, her slogan up there and, be burdened. You know, it's just, it's a...
The plan all along was the Gerald Ford method, right? You have the vice president be the woman, the president will be the man who dies. Mm-hmm. I think Joe Biden's probably going to die, dude. And then, like, you know, you get the sympathy, right? Because everybody's like, oh, the poor man, he died and he was withered, you know, his mind just left him. So you get the sympathy vote. You get the freaking first woman president, right? They love shattering these records, Democrats, right? Oh, the far left. So I'm just saying, like, dude, you get the win-win there, dude.
The other part of it that I find very interesting is if you're sick or you cannot function, how are you going to finish your term? And to me, Trump came out and was like, if you have to resign or you're actually going to end your campaign for future presidency, then you have no business being president still at this moment.
Well,
and it's also kind of a bitch slap to Kamala because he's like, nah, you're not going to be president. Because, you know, like she's not, I don't think she's going to be the nominee. She's not going to be the nominee. I don't think so.
I mean, what do you mean so? You don't think so?
Well, you even said like all that money.
Apparently,
like,
they're already going forward with it.
Well, they're going forward with her being. He supposedly came out and said that he endorsed her, but we already have donors coming out in multiple articles saying that they will not support Kamala Harris.
That's not what they reported. They reported that her campaign
she got 50
is
million.
$81 million.
Well, it was $50 million earlier.
Yeah, it was up to 81.
Okay, that's great. But how many people quit giving Joe Biden money?
Yeah, until he removed himself.
Yeah, and so they just took that money and they put it into towards her.
Yeah,
campaign.
It wasn't
fine.
Really hers. It was
but
his.
There's major
money.
Donors that are saying, I will not pay for Kamala Harris. I mean, maybe it's not as much. I'm sure it's not as much, but.
Dude, I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton's coming back. It's going to be Hillary, baby. Dude, hey, Chris,
I've heard
please
that multiple
go to Twitter.
Times. Yeah, I've heard it multiple
and
times.
Pull up fucking John McAfee's tweet that I saved. It's in the bookmarks. You might have to go down a little bit. It is down right below the whole oversight project showing like Thomas Crook's connections and all that stuff. He tweeted this out. John McAfee tweeted this out July 18th, 2020. And it says, Russia's first time traveler has returned. Guess what he said? In September, Biden is medically diagnosed and is unfit for office and quits. They discover that the DNC has legal power to choose a replacement without a national vote. Weird, huh? You'll never guess who they choose.
I'm not seeing it.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's right below the big, you'll see Assassin Tom Crook's connections, and you'll see like a map with the shooter and then a bunch of dots and stuff on it. It's right below that, right below the whole like Kamala Harris videos.
And oh, okay. Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
So he put this out July 2020. And so people are pointing this out saying, hey, dude, this guy fucking called it. And now, but the interesting sentence to me is the DNC has legal power to choose a replacement without a national vote.
Yeah, so we already know that, though. We already know that there's not going to be a national vote. So there's going to be some secret ballot shit going on at the we've talked about this numerous times. They're going to go to this DNC.
And but who's it going to be, though?
It can be whoever they want it to be at this point.
Yeah.
And that's the shit part that we're up against. So they can just throw out nominations. They'll do a behind-the-scenes vote of who they think it should be. And I think people, Democrats especially, should be against this no matter who it is. No matter who it is. Because this is leading down a path right now where all those people that did vote for Joe Biden means nothing. And so, like, you are, you know, this has been repeated multiple times. And, you know, I'm just saying that the obvious is they don't care what you vote for. They want to put in who they want to put in. And they're just going to say, well, you know, this is the best we can do, guys. You got to support the blue. You know what I'm saying? You got to do it. And, you know, some people are going to be like, well, whoever it is got to be better than Trump. But the truth is they just pick your person.
Yeah.
And you're totally cool with that. You should be against it. Even if it's somebody you like, you shouldn't be for this.
Yeah, that takes away one of the most important rights you have.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. That's like, what they want.
Literally no option now.
The problem is there's five or six states that selection it's already election. Passed. It's already passed. They can't change the vote per these states, five or six states. They're going to have to do some funny business to get this to work. So they're going to have to go, you know, and make these new laws and new things to allow this to happen, because otherwise he's not going to get the votes. They're going to be voting for Joe Biden in those states unless they change the law in those states to allow for somebody to come in.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I've heard that if he dies or if they do the 25th Amendment, then that is no good. Like, that law does not apply anymore.
I don't know. I think the death, I don't know about the 25th Amendment, but the death one is true.
It was both of them. It was both.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
The 25th Amendment,
though,
I don't remember the whole process. We talked about that, but do you really think that Republicans are going to vote on that again? Is that going to be something you think Republicans would actually vote for? They know what's coming. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I think that's how you kind of get him to vote for it. If he's already resigned because of either health or mental status, mm-hmm. then do, as a Republican, do you really want that guy running the country the rest of his term in the first place?
It's only a couple months.
Exactly, dude.
It's only a couple months.
People are going to say, dude, like, the guy can barely fucking walk. Like, you want this guy running? He just dropped out.
Look at the bigger picture, man. If you're going to let him go and allow them to manipulate the election, that's what you get. Keep him in. He doesn't want to go. He said he was going to finish it out. Fine. But if you allow it to go and they all of a sudden can start manipulating these states and allow other people to get in, you're fucking it. I think they should stand pat and just be like, nah, we're good. We're good with him. We only got 3 months. He's going to sleep for 4 hours.
He's dead anyway.
I don't think he's dead.
Well, you know what I honestly think is going to happen is, what a better time to start a war than now. I mean, Biden is nowhere to be seen. He drops out. He's basically not president.
Yeah.
You have Trump just got shot at, right? Allegedly. And then you have like this whole like cyber attack that's happening. It's still fucking happening, like the largest in the fucking world that's ever happened, right? So I'm just saying, what a better time to start a war right now if you're China, Russia, whoever the fuck, right? And then all of a sudden it becomes the United States has to defend itself. And you have a dilapidated fucking old man. We need to get him out. He's not giving up, right? What if he does come out and say, hey, I didn't write that letter? Mm-hmm. And then it becomes this whole story, like, who wrote this fucking letter? And then it's like this whole like news cycle and blah, blah, blah. And then it becomes, oh, the war has begun. We need to defend ourselves. We need to defend this country. Biden's mind isn't there. So we got to get him out. And if you're not voting for him to be removed as a Republican, they're going to highlight that in the media. They're gonna be like, hey, look at all these Republicans that, you know, they're putting us at risk because our country can't defend ourselves because we don't have a president to lead us.
As if the president does anything. Come on, man.
He's the commander in chief.
Oh, fuck that. There's somebody else pulling all those strings right now. And China knows it and Russia knows it, right? Like, if something happens,
it's just optics. It makes the United States look weak, dude.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I think this whole fucking 3 weeks has made it look weak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's a great time to start a war.
Yeah, I'm like, I gotta be honest. War is the farthest thing from my mind right now. I'm not worried about that right now. I'm not. I think that if that was to even happen, they're just going to fucking go in motion as they always do. You know what I'm saying? Senate, Congress, all that stuff's going to do their thing, and they're just going to go to war. They don't need Biden. We've seen. They haven't needed him for 4 years, for Christ's sakes. I mean, let's be real. I don't think anything that we've seen in 4 years is actually Joe Biden.
Well, you know who is worried about it are evangelicals who are talking about how Biden, he announced that he was dropping out of the race 42 months, exactly 42 months. Have you seen this conspiracy going around on TikTok?
Uh-uh.
No.
Exactly 42 months, and Revelation 13:5 talks about the beast was given 42 months exactly. Or 40 months and 2 weeks. That's what it was. Something around 42. I can't remember the exact.
Wait, the beast was given 42 months for what?
To rule. Here, let me see.
Oh, so Biden is the beast.
So they're saying, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. So 42 months. And so if you take like January 21st to July 21st, that's 42 months exactly. So people are like, oh my God, he was the first beast. Now we're giving away to the false prophet. And so people are saying that shit's really going to hit the fan right now. You know what I mean? I don't believe that, but that's just.
May have a beast possibly running the country, and then an antichrist trying to become the one that's running the country.
The false prophet, yeah.
What are the odds of that?
Exactly. Dude, I'm just saying. There's a lot of fucking chivalry going on.
I'll say this. If he's the beast, y'all need not fear nothing.
That's a weak ass beast.
That's a fucking poopy beast that shit his pants a lot and sniffs women.
Little beast bitch.
Like, I would like to think the beast was like, God, this guy is actually kind of freaky. You know what I mean? Like, this dude's got too much power. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at, like, Hitler, and you're like, man, that guy was a fucking animal. He was a fucking maniac animal. Beast.
Yeah. Sweaty.
Stalin.
Shaking.
Beast. You know what I'm saying? Like, just radical fucking men who are, like, willing to kill all. You know what I'm saying? And Biden's just like,
you know what it was?
I shit myself.
You know? I'm like, come on, man. No.
With like Stalin, with Hitler, it was the mustache, dude. I mean, Hitler had the most ridiculous mustache in the world. Like, no one could ever do that mustache.
No, that mustache
ever again.
Is long gone. The name is long gone. Yeah, the name is forever, jaded.
Like, no one's ever doing that shit.
But listen to him. You know, just listen to him. Listen to his speeches. It was aggressive. It was, you know, I mean, he was aggressive. You know what I'm saying? And Biden is none of that. Mm. So sure, I mean, evil can come in all forms. You know, I believe that, but I'm not buying that he's the beast, man. Like, that's a terrible. Satan's not doing well. You know what I'm saying? If that's who your fucking head honcho is, that's not a good. That's not a good candidate. You know what I mean?
That's why I think people are being deceived, like by these videos that are going out, like trying to tell everybody, "Hey, Biden is the beast, and we got this. We need to." Save the world from this end times prophecy and all that shit.
I'm down for letting them think however they want. You know, that's fine. Go into it. But I say that about a lot of shit, bro. I'm being honest. Like, I think a lot of this shit is deceiving as fuck. I think people spend too much time looking at dumb shit. And like, there's shit that's going on that probably should have more thought into it. And yet we're going down paths of numbers and dots and, you know, weeks and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you can put a tie on any single thing you want to. You know what I mean? I showed Chris that, you know, you saw that with the Trump assassination attempt, right? It happened at 6:11. And you look up, you know, the Bible, 6:11, and it says they put the armor of God on you. Okay. If it was at 6:15, like, I'm sure we could have found something in there. You know what I'm saying? That would have acknowledged in some form or another some.
Yeah, there's many 6:11s in the Bible, right?
There's multiple, but my point is that you could find it if you look for it, and you can make it make sense. And so I'm not against somebody believing that, especially somebody has a lot of faith and they look at it and say that. I look at it from the angle of like, that's him. You know, that's the guy. That's the beast. Okay. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly,
fuck,
right?
The guy that you can blow on and he falls over, the dude falling down the stairs. That's the fucking crazy beast that we've been fearing for thousands of years.
Chuck and Chip.
Not me. I'm not buying it, guy. I'm sorry, man. I'm just not. I'm not buying it. You know what I mean? I don't buy that that Trump is the Antichrist either. I'm just not.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know? All right. That's me, just though. That's just me.
It'll grow on you.
Yeah, let's give him some time.
I like that band. Hitler's mustache served a purpose. He was gassed in World War I, and his mustache wouldn't allow his gas mask to seal, so he trimmed it.
What? Is that true?
You know, I heard that before, I think, actually. But why would you, why not just trim it all? Like, I mean,
exactly.
You got this weird little mud flap going on here, and it's just not a good look. What was it? Charlie Chapman also had that same
kind of thing,
you know?
That's true.
Exactly.
But
well, I think
point.
He ruined Charlie Chapman's appearance. I mean, now everybody looks at Charlie Chapman and thinks he's a neo-Nazi.
That's
true. You
know
what I mean? He's like, look at this fucking Nazi with his.
I'm trying to think, when did Chapman, he was early, like 1900s, right? Late 1800s, like early 1900s, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
So he was a little before.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so he was around when that stash, he was just like, motherfucker. You know he did. He was just like, shit.
Exactly.
Shit.
Well, it's just like the AIDS candy bar. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
AIDS was a good, healthy candy bar until fucking HIV came along and caused AIDS.
Yeah.
Damn.
I will say, though, Chapman's mustache was much fluffier. You know what I'm saying? It had a little more thickness, a little bit more.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. Look at that.
Yeah, here.
Look at that. It definitely was more full lip. You know what I'm saying?
Longer whiskers.
He looks creepy.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
That's the Antichrist. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that may have been him. You know
that guy, just in this picture, scares me more than Biden does.
Yeah, he looks like he just killed, like, a dozen people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and he always wore those hats that never really fit his head. They were always too small.
That's true.
You know, so
that was the style
right
back
top.
Then, though.
I think that was it, man. It's supposed to just rest on the top. You know what I'm saying?
But the wind blows and just falls right in the mud puddle.
True
you know?
That. True that. Yeah. He did get rid of that stash later in life, though.
He was
like,
did.
Fuck that shit. I am not doing that. Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. So, I mean, listen, if you're saying he's dead, right?
I'm saying he. You're
kind of saying he's dead.
I'm kind of saying he's dead.
He's supposed to come out on video. He's supposed to come out and he's supposed to give his speech.
Or
Thursday.
The White House apparently has him on the schedule for tomorrow.
Okay.
Or something.
Yep.
So
that's what Raw Alerts put out.
Yeah, I mean, so what you know, and like listen, obviously, you know, if you read the comments, guys, there's many people, Flex mostly, that thinks that he died years ago. And that I'm not
there's
not,
a lot of people that think
not
that.
Against it. But I'm just saying
all a bunch of mask wearing fucks.
Someone's gonna come out. And they're going to acknowledge that this is real. Like, I just think that's what it is. If he is the real person, he's going to have to forfeit.
Okay, so what happens if, like, they do this announcement, but it's just Joe Biden?
Is this Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Then I would say he made something
Jill?
Wrong.
Yeah,
did
if
you say Jill?
Yeah, if Jill comes out and does the announcement that he's resigning and it's not Joe,
then I would say he's probably dead. if that happens, I will support you 100%. 100%.
I mean, what do you guys think about Kamala's frickin' press conference that she did and Joe called in saying that it was an AI voice?
I read people saying that it was pre-recorded. Because
Have any footage of that?
Yeah, because in the beginning of that, she says it's nice to hear you on the and then she goes on the phone.
Do you have that video?
Yeah, I do, I think.
Okay. Because, Joe, you're still on the call
right here.
Okay, come on.
It is so good to hear our president's voice, Joe. I know you're still on the call, and we've been talking every day. You guys heard it from Doug's voice. We love Joe and Jill. We really do.
Oh, she's
they
so
truly are like family.
Sufferable, dude.
And we do everybody here does.
It's neutral.
That's him.
I knew you were still there.
You're
not going anywhere, Joe.
I'm watching you, kid. I love you, Joe.
Dude, it sounds real to me. I mean, that doesn't sound like a recording, does it?
Nah, I don't know. There's not enough there for me.
I'm watching you, kid.
I don't know. She said on the she said And so was she saying radio, recorder, you know?
Okay, now we're getting like Joe Biden style where everyone's like on the radio and you got to turn on the color TV.
Dude, look at him. Look at him. They say that shit. I'm just saying they actually say that kind of shit. I don't
know anybody that mistakes anything for a radio nowadays.
Joe Biden. Like a radial dial.
Y'all need to adjust the antennas and kick the TV.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
Nah, listen, man. I don't know. I don't have any thing on that at all. There's not enough there for me. Like, it's very possible that it was AI.
I don't know. There's just a lot of legit people right now questioning whether or not he's even alive.
Well, did you see the recording that just came out? I just bookmarked it. Really, really brief response that he gave, only about 22 seconds or so, but very spot on. He basically just addresses the nation here real short and sweet. You know, give it a listen. So. Nothing to worry about. He's fine.
My fellow Americans, I want to take a moment to address some of the hateful shit you've been talking about me. Many of you have said I am suffering from brain worms or that I have applesauce for brains. Well, I won't mince words, so here it is. Fuck you. You're all a bunch of faggots. End of quote. Repeat the line. God. So enjoy President Cackles or President Booty Juice. I really don't give two fucks anymore. Biden out.
Biden out.
Dude, if he comes out like that, I would actually maybe stand up and give him one good
booty
clap.
Juice?
Booty juice.
Booty juice, dude. Booty judge. Booty juice. He actually called him booty juice, remember?
Yeah, he did.
Biden out. That's
fuck
hilarious.
You all. That would be hey, listen, if you're gonna go out like a legend, bro.
Yeah. I mean, if you're if you're resigning from the entire presidency like you're not have to be around anymore, then
yeah. He just goes like, this Democratic Party is a fucking joke. Fuck you all. I'm out. You know, exactly. And you're like, wow.
Or fuck, if you actually know you're gonna die.
Yeah.
And you're dude, like, that would be so awesome.
Or he does the fuck you, oh, yeah. You're cool, I'm out, dude. You know what I mean?
That would be crazy, dude, if he just like goes ham and then like everybody's like, he's crazy, and they're like trying to restrain him. He's like, the whole fucking thing's a lie. Yeah. You're living in a movie. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Feels the truth.
And he's like, my wife's been banging another man for 10 years. She's not even a doctor, assholes. You know what I mean?
Obama's a fucking gay bastard.
He just blurts out every fucking conspiracy known to man, and he's just going nuts.
Oh, man. You want to talk about date rape? I sucked Obama's dick multiple times. He forced me to.
Yeah. What a way to disprove conspiracy theories, though. Just be like, oh, look, Joe Biden's obviously senile.
That's what I'm saying, though. That is exactly what I'm saying. I'm sorry, but at this point, he's crazy. Everybody knows he's crazy. That's why they make these videos. And there's nothing to me. Like, I find it. Listen, I said it to you, I think, after the show the other day. I said, I'm not buying any of this shit until I hear it from his fucking mouth. And I haven't heard it from his mouth. Not once.
Well, that's why everyone's going like, what the fuck's going on? Because it's been days and not a fucking word.
Maybe they just
or
did
an appearance
it
or a picture or anything of it.
Yeah. Well, listen, they control him 100%. His wife controls him. I think his wife is nuts, bro. And I think that she's probably eased into this. She let it happen.
She's a doctor, Dave.
Yeah. She's fucking dosed him up, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, she's not that kind of doctor.
No,
she's
not that kind of
doctor.
Isn't
she like a fucking, I don't know.
No, she's.
What kind of doctor is she?
She's like a doctor of education.
Like a PhD.
She had like a teaching doctorate or something.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Or something.
I
want to
thank
like
Dr.
Yeah.
Jill. Like, fuck off, dude. Like, Jesus Christ. Just call her first lady. Like, we don't need to get formal here, but I don't know, man. I just think that they went forward with it knowing that he can't do a goddamn thing about it. That's what I think happened. And I think him waiting for days to have a speech was they're trying to get him just to, I mean, they couldn't just come out. You know what I'm saying? Think if that was real, where they just said, fuck it, we're doing this. they can't just put them on the camera immediately. They have to try to warm them up to the idea and say, you can't do anything, Joe. This is what we have to do. Are you going to be the guy that's going to come tear this party apart by making lies, Joe? Are you going to lie about that wasn't you? You know, like, think of the manipulation. We talk about this shit all the time. The government manipulates people. He's probably got MK Ultra on his ass right now. You know what I'm saying? They probably fucking dosed him up with some fucking LSD, yeah. And he's fucking tripping balls, dude.
Had him sitting in front of a flashy screen with different images, and now he's just like... Dude,
let's be honest. I mean, I don't think he really even wants to be president. I think he talks a big game like, yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you know what I mean? Don't you know? He mistakenly said he was VP multiple times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know that he's president. He still thinks he's the vice president.
See?
He's called Kamala president.
I think he absolutely wants to be where he's at. Like, whatever that is in his head, he wants to be where he's at.
In a coffin?
No. No. I think he wants to be in the White House. I think his kids, his wife gets power. His son stays out of some trouble, possibly, if he's president. And that all falls away. And there's a lot of shit going on. Listen, if Trump can get it all, then Biden can get it all. And he has to know that, or his family has to know that, that if he's out of office and if Trump wins, oof, what's he going to do? You know what I'm saying? But there's some real... scandal to the Biden family, and him being in there prevents it, at least postpones it to them. So I think he wants to be there, man.
If they really wanted to address the scandals, they could. I know that I think the MAGA Republicans in the House have at least tried to open up some investigations into Hunter Biden, Rosemont Seneca, the Biotica, all that stuff, or Metabiota. You know, think about, like, everything that Joe Biden has been doing over the past couple of years. And, like, do you think that this could be, like, a way to get out of being, getting, like, any legal repercussion? You know, pretending to be kind of, like, mentally handicapped.
Yeah, for sure. If you can plead plead insanity that you don't know what you were doing while you were doing it, or even that you don't remember anything about what's you're being charged of, then that kind of falls into the category of I don't think they can actually charge you if you physically can't remember.
I think like they could still charge you, but instead of going to prison, you would go to a hospital. You know what I mean? You'd get a nice fluffy kind of stay. You'd be around a bunch of whoever's. You know what I mean? An easy way to live out the rest of your life.
Yeah.
He would. He's the best actor in the world, apparently, because that would be very hard for Tom Hanks to pull off. Straight 4 years of acting the way you're acting. I'm serious, man. Like,
yeah, that's
the
true.
Dude,
it's not impossible.
No, I think more.
He's not on camera all the time.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Sure, it's possible. But I think what's more possible is he actually has ailments, and his wife maybe is the one that knows by him being the way that he is. He can miss prosecution on stuff, and she's not giving him the help that she fucking needs to give him. Like
the biggest case of
elder abuse
in the American history.
Let's say this. Let's say that he found out years ago that he has onset Parkinson's, right? Let's just throw that out there. If you're listening, I'm not saying he has Parkinson's. I'm saying, what if that was the case, right?
Well, that's like a mainstream narrative.
Oh, sure. But I'm just saying, I'm not trying to say that he does or doesn't. But my point is 2 years ago, let's say 3 years ago, the doctors tell Jill, listen, I think he's got Parkinson's. I think he's got onset Parkinson's. You can see things. This is what's happening. And she's supposed to give him this medicine, or she withholds it. You know what I'm saying? So it's got worse than it should have because he's not taking the medication he's supposed to be taking.
Yeah, but Parkinson's doesn't affect your memory. It's not a memory disease.
More of a muscular.
Yeah, I know, like, it's a muscular.
Because like the symptoms right here are tremors, stiffness. Slowness of movement.
Yeah, I get you.
Posture changes.
I mean, look at Michael J. Fox, dude. Michael J. Fox could remember shit. He just couldn't really hold still.
Yeah, I get you.
So, I mean, it could be, I don't know, maybe it's more of like a tumor type thing.
I get you.
On the brain.
But it also says feeling anxious, worried, right? Feeling sad and hopeless. So, to your point, I get what you're saying. I just threw that out there. I wasn't saying.
You're not the only one. I've heard multiple people say Parkinson's or something. Dementia, but right? Parkinson's doesn't make any sense to me.
But, like, if you get anxious and you're worried and you're anxious, you're tired, lacking energy. I'm reading all these things here. Sources say it's difficult smelling odors, balance, coordination, motor tasks. If you're on stage in front of a crowd and you're struggling because you're anxious, right, because you can't stand... Like, I could see you fumbling around on shit just based off of that. But it's dementia, but dude, probably.
I mean, to say that he couldn't act, the guy's been acting his whole entire life. He's like a pathological liar. You know what I mean? Everything that he's lied about, he's a fucking career politician, dude. He's been acting his entire life. So what's so different about it now?
Because that's lying. That's just lying. Like, pathological.
Listen, man.
You can be a liar, in my opinion. You can be a liar, and you can be a good liar, even, right? And I would argue that I wouldn't even say he was a good liar. They caught him multiple times. I
mean, he got sued for it.
Yeah, he had to pull back a whole bunch of shit about what he graduated with and what degrees he had and all that shit in the fucking 80s, right? So he's not even a fucking great liar. But the point is lying. Sure, you could just lie. I could just say, like, yeah, man, I got $1 million in the bank, bro. I got a Ferrari at the house, guys. You don't fucking know.
I'm a billionaire.
But the point is you're actually saying that he has to walk around, fumble, fall down shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that bike thing was pretty magnificent as an actor, right? He just fucking missed the toe and just hit the fucking ground.
That's not hard to crash on a bike.
But my point is like, this has been going on for so long. Like, come on, man. Like, I'm not, like, the guy's a moron, but, like, he's got problems. Like, there's no doubt he's got fucking problems.
Don't call him a moron. He's got a disease.
Well, he's a moron and he has a disease.
Yeah, you're being insensitive, Dave.
He's a moron and a disease. You can be a moron.
Yeah, it's true. He was a moron before he was diseased and losing his mind.
I mean, listen, I'm just saying, or he died and it's Jim Carrey, like somebody said in the comments, and he is a great actor. And so there it is.
If he comes out, though, if he comes out saying, like, it was all an act, these fuckers want to get me out, and you know he does do the whole like go ham thing. Sure. I think that'd be pretty awesome.
It'd be that would be awesome.
I
would stand up and give him a clap or two and just be like, "All right, man, you went out. At least I can say the last thing you did was an all right thing." You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's gonna happen. But I don't know, man. I think he is what he is. I it's easy to say that, but unfortunately, everybody says, "Well, no, he's fake." Like, well, that's never going to come out. I'm sorry, this is not. It's never going to come out that way. So we can assume that.
No,
for the rest of our
not
lives.
With like him just standing in front of the TV admitting everything.
No, but it's never going to formally come out. It's never going to be like the CIA is like, "Yes, guys, Biden was actually Jim Carrey for 4 years." Like, can you imagine? Like, come on.
Let me tell you something.
They're gonna. If that was ever real, you'll never hear about it. Ever hear about that? It just will never exist.
Yeah.
So it's an assumption for the rest of our lives. That's what I'm trying to say. So I'm trying to be realistic, and I say the guy's fucking 80, and he's losing his shit. My great-grandfather was losing it. He had dementia. He was in a fucking nursing home, and he acts just like Joe Biden.
Yeah. There was something else I fucking seen. I don't remember who said it or posted it. There was some kind of doctor or something, or I think it was Laura Loomer that put it out there, that there was a doctor that she was talking to, and his diagnosis of what Biden is going on. I don't remember what he said he had, but he said he was in his terminal stage of whatever he had, and that's what's going on.
Yeah.
And then that coincides with her claim and multiple people's claim that there was that huge emergency on Air Force One, and that they had to do like big-time procedures on the plane, because apparently there is like a surgical room and all kinds of shit on that plane.
Chris Flex is saying it could be Nick Cage under that mask.
Oh, man.
Come on now.
National treasure right there.
I'm going to steal the
Would that piss you off? I got to be honest
with you. Would it piss me off if
you found that Nick Cage was playing him the whole
time?
If
they just Scooby-Dooed his ass and like ripped the mask off and it was Nick Cage.
Part of me would be like, fuck you, Nick.
You haven't been in any movies. Come on.
He's been in more movies recently than he has in a long time.
Yeah, that would like... That hurt.
It would hurt, right?
That would hurt.
It's kind of like Jack Black. You're like, what, dude?
Oh, did you hear about that? Apparently, the Tenacious D broke up.
Well,
oh really?
I don't know that they broke up.
The other guy my dad said he read a thing today or something saying they actually broke up. That Jack Black.
Well, he said
ended
he was,
the whole thing.
He said he was going to postpone future.
Yeah, but apparently,
is there something new?
I think so. I think they actually broke up. I have no idea. Hmm. I haven't read that, but my dad said he's seen it, so I don't know.
I'm gonna look that shit up. Yeah.
Because that's crazy. Because I guess Jack Black was super pissed that even got said, and that's why he canceled everything. And
Jack Black wasn't that pissed. Let's be real. Jack Black at this point. I'm fucking fuck that guy. I hate to say that, but I like him. I like his act. He's a funny guy. We've talked about him many times. He's funny. I like Tenacious D. I think they're funny. But
I liked him in Jumanji.
Like, come on, what the fuck, Jumanji?
Jack Black's in Jumanji.
Yeah, he was in Jumanji.
Oh, yeah, he was.
The later Jumanjis.
The newer ones, yeah.
That's right, dude. God damn, I forgot about those. But my point is I like him. But, like, you come out and you do this full-on support for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Like, this ridiculous shit. You have your other guy like saying this stuff, and you didn't say anything on stage. You just laughed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you were really bitter, like, no, fuck it. You could have easily said, like, ah, guys, come on. We don't joke about that. Like, the guy almost died. Like, innocent people died. You could have done that. It was your fucking show. It's your band, bro. Like, it's true. Really you. That's so true. I just have zero sympathy for him. Like, yeah, I'm not.
So Peyton says Kyle deleted his apology post. So maybe that's why. I don't know.
All this says is Jack Black is taking a break from Tenacious D.
Dude, I really don't give a shit. Tenacious D kind of sucks. So,
I love Tenacious D, man.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, I didn't fucking really like it.
As soon as I heard that though, I just that song popped right in my head. Where it's, last week, Kyle quit the band.
Oh my god. Yeah. It's just I don't know where we were going with it. I'm just saying like these people that endorse these people and then have to eat crow. I don't feel bad for you, man. And he could have stopped it. That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't care if you endorse Joe Biden. That's fine. You want to endorse him, so be it. But when somebody says on a stage at your, I mean, you are the guy, the band. What's the guy's name?
Kyle Gass.
Kyle Gass. No one gives a fuck about him. I'm just being honest. Like, it's Jack Black. If Jack Black wasn't in the band, he would be nothing. I'm just being honest. So you could have easily said, like, guys, come on. You know, like, we're not going to joke about that shit. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had the right to do that. You didn't. You just laughed off, continued the show, and then afterwards they're like, I'm furious. No, you're not. Yeah. Fuck off, dude. You're not furious. Yeah. Like, you got...
So wait, why was he even... What would he be mad about? Like, I mean, I really don't give a shit about, like, this.
Yeah.
Like, Jack Black being... Like, I just don't care about him. But, like, why would he even be mad? Like, why would he break up the band and all that shit?
It's an image thing. Obviously, it made them into a bad light forever now.
No, I think it's a positive thing.
But who said the whole, Trump would have got...
It's, what's his face?
Kyle Gass.
Kyle Gass, it was his birthday party. So they're playing a tour in Australia. It was his birthday. They brought out a cake. And Jack Black said,
Make a wish, Kyle.
And he goes, that they didn't miss. You know, that was the...
Gotcha, yeah.
And then he goes like, oh, you know, like that kind of a fucking Jack Black. And then he had supposedly confronted him after the show. And who knows what happened, but he decided to postpone. And listen, I'm with you. I don't really give a shit, but it is a cultural win. Because it wasn't very long ago, and I'm talking weeks ago, that people were just saying willy-nilly shit. And there was no repercussions. Now they actually feel heat. Yeah. About this, and they have to, and that's why I don't think he's real. He's been saying this kind of shit for a long time. I'm sure that Kyle Gass has been saying this shit for a long time. Hollywood does this shit all the time. You guys remember the head, the fucking, you know, that she got crucified for that shit, and you have fucking Snoop Dogg with the gun against his head. Like, this has been Hollywood, and now all of a sudden he actually does have an attempt that's real, supposedly, right? And people now have to, like, are going as if nothing happened, and people are calling him out for it now, which I think is a good turn. People saying, okay, like, we shouldn't joke about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe we don't do that anymore because somebody obviously took it seriously and attempted something.
Yeah.
Or some.
I mean, if it was a threat, then yeah. But I mean, free speech is free speech. But if it was like taken as a threat, then yeah. But I think he was just kidding around. But who knows?
Did you guys see any?
I don't know if Kyle was. I don't. I think
I bet he wasn't.
I don't think he was. I think he's very left. Maybe Jack's not that left, but. It doesn't matter. You're right. Free speech is free speech, which is the positive is he said it. And Jack said that he doesn't condone that. So be it. That's all free speech. And people confronted them and said, that's fucking horse shit. That's also free speech. So Jack just choosing to end the tour and take a break is also, no one was canceled. He chose to end the show.
Bengal is saying insurance companies wouldn't cover them after that happened.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Maybe there's some cancellation.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sucks to be
them. Did you guys catch any of the fucking hearing today with the Cheeto guard?
No, I did not.
I did not look at any of that. No,
it is a shit show. I watched a bunch of clips and stuff of it. She wouldn't answer a single fucking thing
because it's an inside job, dude.
Yeah, they were like,
"Did you see the video? Did you see the video of the what the fuck was it?" They had a clear shot. The snipers on the roof had a clear shot of.
The guy walked out on the fucking roof where the shooter was, and was like filming, and he's like, "This is where it was." And the fucking building the snipers were on higher ground, and they had a clear fucking watching the whole time, guaranteed.
We already knew that.
I know we did, but there was never actually video footage from that angle, which was...
You see exactly how clear it is, dude. Like, it's, like, literally... I don't know, dude, maybe like less than a football field?
Right there.
About 100 yards?
Well, they said it was 150 yards, right? 130. Okay, so
that's, like right there, that's where the snipers were.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Secret Service snipers. This is where the guy was fucking laying.
Yeah. Yeah, they had an absolute clear shot.
And it's amazing to me that the fucking Cheeto guard, Secret Service lady, couldn't, like, you can't even say, yeah, we fucked up.
Because it risks, like,
her ass, dude.
Yeah, it's jail time.
She's not saving her ass. Like, every single person in that hearing today, including Democrats, were saying, you have to resign today.
Yeah, she's pleading the fifth, man.
Does that fix the problem, though?
No, it doesn't fix the problem.
You know what I mean? No, it does not fix the problem at all, dude.
But there has to be accountability.
Well, I mean,
to a point.
Was it even all her, you know, or was it somebody above her?
I'm sure it was.
That's why I'm like, why is Trump back doing rallies when this shit hasn't even been resolved? You know what I mean? He just did another rally, massive rally. It was all indoors.
Well, why wouldn't you? Michigan. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's not going to stop.
Because it hasn't been resolved.
It doesn't. It's never going to be resolved. You're not going to stand up and pump your fucking fist with a bloodied face and then just say, actually, I'm not going to do any more rallies because it's too risky.
You're right. You would never do that in the middle of an actual shooting. Like, Secret Service wouldn't let you just stand up for 9 seconds. So that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's because they weren't good Secret Service, right? Can we admit that?
That's true.
I mean, like you say, like everybody says, well, Secret Service wouldn't, but we're criticizing the whole Secret Service. So, like, what do you mean? Like, yes, they would, because they were clueless. They had a bunch
of
women
who had no idea
what was going on.
At least that whole group would.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't see. Yeah. The whole thing was just fucking weird, dude. Like, why even have that as your Secret Service then? A clown show?
Well, like I said, I don't think he doesn't get to pick who the people are on duty. Like she said in the hearing, they're basically shift workers, and the people allotted to certain rallies and certain stuff all depends on people's schedules and how big of an area it is and like all that shit. So it could be different fucking people every time.
Who picked his Secret Service for the RNC then?
Probably him at that point. He probably was like, I want to see who
you know
the
what?
Motherfuckers
so
are coming.
I don't know. Why wouldn't you hire your own fucking security shit and say, fuck the fucking Secret Service?
I don't know how it
works.
I would
do that every single time.
I don't know how that works, but like when you go to a concert, do you think the band picks the fucking stage people? No, that's the venue that's doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's very different. I'm just saying that a lot of times the place that's holding the rally is going to pick people. And in this situation, I don't know. I'm not sure that he picks the Secret Service. Like, I want him. Give me him. You know, I don't think that's what's happening, man. They say, here's the 15 people that you have. You know what I'm saying? But going forward, I don't think it's that shocking to say, hey, who are these women that couldn't holster the gun? I don't want them anymore. So you can just take that shit off.
Not only that, but like no one was taller than Trump. I mean, there was only a couple of dudes that were taller. Like his listening to Bongino, he's like, you have to have men that are like fucking linebackers, bro.
Yeah.
Like that could cover your body with their bodies. That's their job is to get shot instead of you.
Well, did you see the RNC, right? Like, I mean, those are some big dudes that came out with him in that one. So
all of a sudden they're much larger.
Yeah. Maybe he just went with his own group. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he said, maybe that wasn't even Secret Service, bro. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that was just some people that he fucking rounded up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's smart. But
that's what I'm saying, dude. Like he could have got anybody.
Dude, he's been doing
like,
this. I know, but here's the thing. He's been doing this for so long. Like, maybe he just, it's always worked. It's always been good. Yeah, we've seen many situations where they've helped him. We've seen that on video. For whatever reason, other than the fact that this was probably set up, you know, that CNN actually ran a live Trump rally, which has never happened. But they did on this
that
one.
That was weird.
Who's the man in the gray suit? I want to know that, too. I want to know the man in the gray suit. Yeah, have you heard anything about that guy?
No.
No, I haven't.
No. Okay, look that shit up. There's a man, supposedly, that this has been talked about on multiple fucking things. There's a guy in a gray suit. There's actually a video of him somewhere where you see him, like somebody filmed him with police. He went on the roof where the body was at, and he told the police that were working, taking photos of the crime scene, the guy was dead. And he said, hey, I need you all to send these photos to this particular number. And they supposedly sent the photos of the body to this number that this guy in the gray suit, they thought he was part of the CIA. Come to find out he's not part of the CIA, and they don't know who the fuck this guy is. He just was a part of this thing. Yeah, I'm serious, dude. Just look. I'm sure you could look it up on.
So you can just walk. You can just wear a gray suit anywhere and tell people to do shit. They're gonna do it.
I don't know.
Do you have that somewhere?
I don't have it. Yeah, look at it. I saw multiple videos. Look on X. Just look at gray suit man in gray suit shooting. I don't know what you'd want to look up for. Aren't there Manning?
Dude, a lot of people are saying, look into the whole Maverick or what is his name? It starts last name with a Y.
The man in the gray suit who allegedly climbed the roof. Wait, what's that say? Real quick.
Oh, sorry.
What does it say? It says the man in the gray suit who allegedly climbed the roof took pictures of the shooter's dead body and mistakenly thought to be Secret Service. Who is he? So this dude is going around and no one knows who the fuck this guy is. But he, they said that he took photos, but he said every photo you have, I want you guys to send it to this phone number. And I don't know that they did, but they supposedly did. So, and people are like, I don't actually know who this guy is at all.
He's just like walking around with the fucking...
Yeah. It's the men in gray.
Men in gray. It's the men in gray.
Oh, dude, that's the new fucking thing, dude.
Oh, God.
What's it say here? What's it say up in here? The man in the gray suit is interesting.
But this is the...
Yeah, that's... There's a bunch of video of it, man. Seeing some actual people talking about it on...
Is that the same guy?
Everyone now... What's that?
That's a different guy. He's standing behind...
That's a different...
Are these, like, the shapeshifter fucking people, dude?
Is this the shadow campaign? The gray shadow campaign?
Yeah! Like, look at this guy.
What the fuck?
Look at this guy.
He's all bald. He's, like, on his knees?
Yeah, he's, like, hiding behind the fucking... Who's this?
Has he got a case right there? What is that?
One knee.
Yeah, there's something.
Oh, man.
That's strange.
Is he like a watcher?
What's this one say? Just whoever posted this nonsense. Like, everyone now screaming, who the fuck is the man in gray? He's also spotted in this video right as Trump put in his fist in the air. So this was right when Trump raised his fist. But this is not the same guy. This guy looks
different. I know. But have you guys ever watched the show Fringe?
No. I heard it's great.
It's fucking great show, dude. It's right up your alley. Like, it's like conspiracy stuff. It's sci-fi stuff. It's fucking futuristic. Fucking, it's crazy. It's other dimensional. Like, it's awesome. I wish they would have kept going. But there's these people called, I think they were called the Watchers in the show. And they were like these multi-dimensional people that were watching all dimensions all at one time. And they would just show up places, and they were bald guys in suits, and they'd show up places and watch events happen to make sure they went according to the timeline, and then they'd leave. Mm.
Dude, you know what else is crazy? Like, another story? Like, the men in gray, like, that is fucking weird, but who the fuck knows? That could be, like...
Oh, that guy is bald,
Uber
bro.
Secret
Service. Yeah, dude, that's a different guy, too! Wait a second. Dude, Greg, look at this.
Hold on here. What's it say, though? Because we always just go to the video. Oh, I want to see what they're saying real quick. Footage of the gray suit guy. This man is who asked law enforcement to send all the photos of the dead body on the roof. So
this is the original guy.
This is a different guy. Who's this motherfucker, though?
This guy's bald?
This guy's bald.
So far, they've all been bald.
I don't think that first guy was bald.
Uh-uh. The first guy wasn't.
So this is the guy that was kneeling.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That guy looks newly bald.
Very short white hair, almost like Pence hair, Lego hair.
He looks like he just shaved his head and hasn't seen sun.
Dude, that's
Dr.
Drew. That's Dr. Drew, dude.
I was gonna say it's Anderson Cooper, man.
Yeah, I'm here to see his Trump.
Call him Anderson Snooper. You know what I'm saying? Because he's snooping around this joint.
Look at him; he's just standing there looking around.
What if we were wrong?
I think that's the same guy.
The same guy that was kneeling. This guy, right?
It might be.
No, I think it was the same guy on top of the roof. Look.
Oh no, that guy has hair.
Different
that
guy.
That was not on top of the roof. This was
that
this,
guy has hair.
That guy has hair. But what's up with the gray suit dudes? Who are these fucking guys?
I don't know. Is that like
they're
is
probably it, the Uber? They're probably like the real Secret Service who is actually there to
make sure it happened and make sure it went according to plan.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, man. Like, come on.
Like, that is weird. There's multiple gray suit guys just there, like wandering around.
I feel
talking
like every time we see
watching.
The CIA or this the Secret Service, or we see like the CIA or any of the stuff, they're in black suits. Or like dark suits.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Even Men in Black. You know what I'm saying? Black suits.
Thank you, Payton, for that donation. She says lizard people.
Yeah, thank you, Payton.
That's what they are, dude. Fucking lizard people. Ruining everything.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean...
Did you guys hear about the white van story, though, too?
No. White van story?
Yeah, so the FBI came out saying that crooks drove a Hyundai Sonata.
But
they found this white van, and I just saved a video of it. But this guy,
Caesar's
they
back.
Like, there's only like one interview. It was a Fox interview, and they interviewed this guy where the van parked in front of his house. And he just was like, "Yeah, I saw this white van. It was here like the night of the rally."
If this is a sparkling clean white van, I'm gonna be pissed, bro. Like, this is a fresh paint job van that we saw with Caesar.
I don't think so. I mean, I just bookmarked a couple of photos of the van, So you should be able to see
that's Caesar's van, dude. That's
Caesar's van, bro.
Oh, is no, it? Maybe not.
Caesar's one had... This Caesar's is a vehicle had... that had explosives in it.
Yeah.
So oh, it had oh, explosive okay. devices.
Pipe bombs?
It, right?
Is that what it had? Just like Caesar?
So it might have been Caesar. It could have been.
Caesar's didn't have windows. Or did it? And it had little stickers all
it
over
had
it.
Had stickers in the windows.
Oh, that's true. Had, huh?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
look that shit up right now just as a recall. Caesar... You look at this.
Here, we'll play this real quick.
Also breaking right now, correspondent Alexis McAdams has an exclusive interview with the neighbor who shot this video of a suspicious van being towed away from the scene last night.
Huh.
You're Alexis. On. You're on.
You're on.
Come on.
You're
come Martha. On, bitch.
Sorry, I didn't know if you were tossing me.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good.
You suck. Talk to him right now. I'm going to bring him in. This is Billy Toma, Martha, who we've been talking to. We actually met him out there at the scene yesterday. He lives right near where this all happened at that rally. And you also
looks
recorded
like Jeff.
Some video as we see yeah. the suspect's van was parked right in your street. And they all kind of had it closed off, Martha, because they didn't want people from the rally to park on your street. So then you knew this guy's car wasn't supposed to be there. Walk me through what you saw.
So I came home. A little bit before 5, saw it parked there. Didn't really think too much of it. It was the only spot in the whole yard or the whole road that wasn't blocked off. So later on in the night, everything happened, and we got home, and we were sitting there and saw cops all lined on the street. So whenever we looked out, we walked outside and saw them opening up his vehicle and everything. When the cop opened it, everybody else jumped back and was trying to stay out of the way. Here I am worried about it blowing up or whatever's going on. So
I mean, to find out that this happened.
Weird.
Dude, that looks just like You'll Caesar's van, bro.
Does it look
Dude,
just like
Caesar's
van?
You won't find this van.
Look at the
you won't find a story about this van anywhere, bro.
Dude, this that is... It. Is it Caesar's van?
It looks... The only difference is the
Here,
door
handles. Show the fucking... your camera, dude.
It's got the... I don't know, can you guys see this? It's got the two windows and the large window in the back full of stickers. Remember this
It looks
shit?
Like the same model, yeah.
Is it the same? Is it a Chevy?
The only thing is the door handles are not the same. This one has the black like plastic door handles. Like, if you scroll back in the video and actually look at the shot from it.
Dude, it's the same fucking...
It's oh, yeah.
Same,
right
it's
there.
Like the same model, though.
But it's the same MO. Like, they're using a white van.
Yeah, dude.
Bombs. Pipe bombs, I bet you.
How did the cops know that that van... Like, how do they all of a sudden so quickly know that that van was his and it was there?
Caesar say it.
No, it wasn't his.
Oh, that's it wasn't his. Yeah. No, but it says then Crooks on this thing, then Crooks drove his Hyundai Sonata about an hour north. So did he take this van to this place and then drove his car to the fucking
But route? How did his car get there? That's what I'm saying. There has to be another driver.
They have a surplus on white vans. You see this?
Oh,
Look
yeah.
Look at that, dude.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not the same model. It's
no, it's
obvious.
Not the same.
But it's the same kind of fucking white van. It's just a little little newer, a little older. You know
I
what
mean,
saying?
That. If Makes you're just you looking wonder. For a generic van to depend something on people, that's what he is, right?
Dude,
but you have
Tim
like
McVeigh,
the fucking...
I think Timothy McVeigh had a white van, too.
Did he? I'm going to look that shit up.
If I think so.
I'm telling you what, if fucking motherfucker, if it's the same van, Timothy McVeigh, I don't know if he had a white van.
I thought it was a white van.
Let's look real quick. Timothy McVeigh's van.
Timothy.
Oh, he had that. No, he had the. No.
Wasn't a white van.
Oh.
Was it like a white truck, like a work truck? The shit that he shoved all that explosive stuff into.
He had the U-Haul.
Yeah. Oh, he had a U-Haul.
Well, here's this though. Yeah, Timothy, he had a white van, bro.
No, no fucking way.
Timothy has stock photos. Well, actually, I don't know. It's hard to say, but here, look.
I mean, Greg is the conspiracy guy, so
I don't know if this is. I don't know if this is it. Can you see this here?
Yeah.
Oh wait, no. Oh yeah, the same fucking thing, dude.
See, looks like the same van, bro.
I mean, it's a different model, but it's a white van. You know, it's got the two doors on the side that fucking open up from the side. It's just a different model. You know, it's different. What the fuck is that, dude?
We got to get rid of white vans.
I used to have a white van.
And think about fucking
Name
OJ,
another thing.
Dude. The white
Well, he had
Bronco.
A Bronco. He had the Bronco.
Oh,
I know,
yeah.
But I'm just saying it was
what's
a white
another,
car.
What's another situation? Let's look some up.
What's another situation?
Yeah.
Oh, the Nashville bomb that went off. I think that was in an RV, though, right?
In Boston, right?
No, the Nashville bombing that happened.
Oh,
like, on
you're right.
Christmas
the one
morning.
where we played the video on our show and we got deleted for it.
Was it? Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, because it was too violent.
I looked this up. I just looked up white van terrorist.
White Van Terrace.
And it says 2017 London Bridge attack.
Ooh. Oh, I thought you were going to say 2000 attack. 2018,
like, 2018 Toronto van attack.
Oh. So it's a trend.
Terrace drives truck through.
Trend, bro.
Well, I want to know. You know what I'm saying? What's this van attack? Was that a white van? Was it a white van?
Look up the pipe bomb. Well, no, those were just found on the ground, right? There was no white van with January
6th. Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah, they were just on the ground.
Look up the 2018 Toronto van attack.
2018.
Toronto
van
attack.
Van.
Photos. I want to see it. If that's a white van with the two side windows, I'm just going to be like, this is...
The same fucking stuff.
They got it. No, that's not. It's not. It's right there.
Oh, it's a Ryder truck?
Oh, yeah, he rented it.
He rented that. Yep.
There's not something the to it, though.
There's something to
it's
it.
It's the white van militia, dude. You know what I mean?
There is something.
They got their...
Barcelona terror attacks. White van.
Banielson said, white vans matter. Hashtag.
God.
Horrifying moment. A white van explodes in a fireball in Sri Lanka. So it's all over the world. It's just the... when you go to that dealership and it's all white trucks and vans.
Yeah.
That's just...
They're just easily accessible,
bro. That's the fucking...
That's the base model. That's the cheapest. So you can get a lot of them.
Well, it's the rental.
Yeah.
You know, everybody... Oh, man. The leftovers.
But those vans weren't even, like, new. Those are, like, 2000 fucking vans. Those are, like, late 90s, early 2000s vans. Those weren't new.
Yeah.
So unless there's, like, a surplus of old...
I'm just saying,
old,
at this
old
point,
stock.
Don't buy a white van if you don't want to be,
you're gonna be a
terrorist. You know what I'm saying? You might be a terrorist.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Dirty Mac.
All right. Well, good show, guys. Everybody, stay on the lookout. Make sure you don't have any white vans around you.
Or gray suit people.
Yeah, that's a new one.
That's creepy. Know, man.
We're going to have to watch that. Like, I'm going to be like looking for those people at other fucking shit.
Yeah.
Because that is weird.
I mean, who wears a gray suit anymore?
Multiple people.
Everybody.
I mean, multiple people that are in places where I feel like they probably shouldn't be.
I get you. All right, guys. Great show. Appreciate you, dude. It was fun. Conversations.
Good show, guys.
Very good. All right.
We'll see you. We'll see you guys on Wednesday.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.